Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Granato's Gourmet Market in Park City, Utah. That's right, Art. Yeah, it's a gourmet market. That's right. Probably people wearing Gucci in there, Art.
Art's always on me. Art's always on me.
And David too is on me, because yesterday I'm going to get to test drive the F-150 Lightning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
When does it come out?
It's going to it's here. I think Clayton Toon and Donovan Mutant are going to get test drive it first, because they're both.
I saw Clayton Toon is part of the NIL deal.
Yeah, that's where they're both Chastain guys. So they're going to get to drive it, and I said I'll take it next week. And I'm getting the business for, John's got to, he gets to test drive a new truck.
Who said that?
Oh, my God. People are just so jealous. It's embarrassing. I mean, we're not asking Carl if he saw the naked crackhead video yet.
No, that's not a video. Art, that's not stuff we ask our guests if they saw naked crackhead videos. We don't do that.
No,
this show.
That's not.
We're a professional.
Professional.
Show.
It doesn't get any more.
It's
professional.
It's extremely professional on
this
show. We don't say things like, "Hey, Carl Ravitch, why did your mom spell your name with a K instead of a C?" That was another question Art asked. Is that
Art wastes
the question.
No, that Art always has the worst questions for our guests.
When I was at 790, he would like every guest I ever had on, like ask him if they know when Dre's dropping his new.
Yeah,
like
right.
I had to ask about detox and stuff like that.
Right. If
I'm not asking.
You know what?
Questions.
We should do an interview sometime with only Art's questions.
I'll be the last interview.
I'll be the last time.
You
know what?
When
Lance Berkman comes on, Lance, I talked to Lance the other day, and he said he's going to come on. He wants to come on with us, but he's got some work to do this weekend. He's going to come back. But he'll come on the show.
Yeah.
He didn't have any idea what was going on with the Astros, so we won't be able to
talk
about that.
Yeah, he's got other stuff going.
Yeah, he's busy.
He's busy HBU,
recruiting
trying to make things happen.
Trying to raise money. He's trying to raise money. If anybody wants to give Lance Berkman money for Houston
Baptist,
take it. He could 100%. I think he needs lights for his stadium because they have to play day games.
All day games. And it's not hot in Houston.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect out.
Day games are great. Did you see? I'm trying to get the actual audio. I'm trying to get the actual audio of or exactly what was said, but I read a little bit of it where Kirk Ferentz said, "College football needs an intervention. Like, this is what's going on with college football right now.
It's really
out of control. And it behind the scenes, it's really bad. It's really bad. The combination of portal plus NIL, it's bad in recruiting, but there's been another layer because, and even if they said, okay, we're going to go back to you have to sit out a year. That would slow some of the portal stuff down. It would slow some of it down. Guys would get in a portal, but it wouldn't be as easy to go recruit a roster.
Yeah.
That's one of the big concerns that teams are having right now is that their rosters are getting recruited. And
that's the worst.
FCS teams saying, welcome to our world where like LSU took the North Dakota State, Jabril Cox, away from North Dakota State. I mean, that's been happening. Almost feels like a farm system situation. And good for the FCS player.
Yeah.
Who gets it, even though you can get drafted in the first round out of the FCS. We've seen that plenty. Yeah. But, you know, those players now, if they're good, teams are treating them like they're a farm system, which there's not a whole lot of that going on. What you are concerned about is that U of H starts having, I'm trying to keep it local, But U of H SMU have their rosters.
There were SEC
recruited.
Teams poaching the U of H squad. They were out there. They were offering kids. I mean, it's blatant now. It is blatant, you know. And sometimes the head coach has to call another head coach and say, "You better cut with this crap that you're doing right now." So
wow, that sounds very specific.
Yeah, it is actually. Get the word.
It is out of control.
Get the word over there to for them to stop.
But I just feel like it was. I just feel like so many people were kind of sleeping on how out of control it was going to be with NIL, and it wasn't. It happened way too fast with no laws or no rules in place.
It'll
it happened way too
okay,
fast.
Okay, I don't know.
They've got to reel it in somehow.
So whether or not they're going to have a cap. You know, that's what that was. What Lane Kiffin suggested. I mean, we need to cap this thing. So, and you only got so much. And if you use it all up, you can't buy another kid. Whatever the case may be.
It's the most. But then it slides.
But
under
then the kids. But then the kids take them to court and say, "What? Well, why do we have a cap?" And you know what?
Although the Supreme Court went unanimous
against
in
them.
Favor with the kids.
Yes, they're listen. This is awful, awful, awful. You know, the kids having some money, the kids being able to go somewhere when they don't want to be somewhere else. It's just awful. It's like when we let women vote. You know what I said? You know what I mean?
No, but the Supreme Court though is fully in favor of this. They
right.
voted, yeah.
And I think that there was a warning by the Supreme Court justice that said, don't try to limit this thing.
Okay? Yeah, but the problem is this is you still need to have rules. You can have NIL. But you can also have rules. Like, they are not mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean that everything goes. You can say, look, this is a cap of what you can make for NIL or something. You can make up to what your scholarship amount is or, you know, over the course of the time you're there. I don't know what it would look like. But because scholarships, let me tell you, I just think it was one thing when we used to argue about this 20 years ago on the radio and we'd talk about, you know, whether a scholarship had merit or value for a player relative to getting paid for or compensated in minor ways, way back then. The cost of college is so expensive now that I think that people need to look at that scholarship as more valuable than maybe it was looked at in arguments 20 years ago, because it's going to cost you at many schools now, I mean, a 4 or 5 year run is going to cost you $200,000. This is debt that people can't get out from under. Try telling people right now who are literally being suffocated by the interest rate that they're having to pay on their debt, the compound interest on their college debt. Try telling them that the college scholarship has no value for a player. It's simply not accurate. It's a huge expenditure for a lot of people that they're paying in their 50s. Right now, people are begging for some relief for college debt that's out there. So I don't think that's a viable argument anymore. Like, oh, the scholarship's irrelevant for our players. That's a lot of money. I promise you there are people who are paying for college who would love to have a scholarship. I wish there was a way that if you get paid through NIL, that there was something that could go to
sounds
an actual
personal.
Student.
Sounds personal.
Well, I don't have a dog in a fight yet, but I will.
Hey, I paid for a couple of girls to go to college. It absolutely hits.
But I mean, you are a professional who have a job, and your wife has a good paying job. We're talking about people like my good friend Paul, me and my wife's friend in Chicago. He is, you know, he went and got his degree with my wife, University of Texas. He went back and got then he went to medical school. He's still paying on his medical
stuff. Yeah, my daughter's got all
stuff,
those,
and
yeah.
He's not young.
No, my daughter's got all that. She's
and she'll be paying that for a long time.
A long time. All right, 914.
So there's value in a college scholarship for sure. But,
yeah. Oh, no, there's big value. All right, 703-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us. I'm looking. Can I show you something, Lance? Because you will love this. Can I show you these?
I need
these,
to see that crackhead video, though.
No, these meals. Look at this. Look at the Acadian Superette. Look at the Acadian Bar and Grill.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that sandwich.
The Agave Downtown. This is all in Lafayette.
Oh, you mean to tell me that Lafayette's got some good food?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at
bon ton.
What is that? Is that a biscuit
it's a
or
crab
a cinnamon
cake.
Roll?
This is a crab cake with crab on top of it. What? That's a lot of crab.
What's the other one right there? BJ's.
BJ's Po' Boys? That looks like some fried catfish or some
gator.
Kind of. Well,
it could be gator.
It could be gator. I'm telling
you. You ever had fried alligator?
No, I have not.
Oh, phenomenal.
It's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
All I know is that this is what's happening in Lafayette every day. This is something that is just 3 hours, 3.5 hours down the road. It depends on how fast you drive. This is something that is very affordable. Do you go to the hotel? Do you get the hotels there that are, you can, I'm telling you, and they're nice hotels and you can stay there and it's affordable. And then restaurants, you go to eatlafayette.com and you get discounts on all of these restaurants that I just mentioned because they're all on the website and they're participating in the campaign. And if you're looking for a great time, by the way, music every night. It's somewhere in the city, and they've got wonderful nightlife, but they've also got stuff for the kids that you can do all day long. There's something for everybody in Lafayette. If you're looking for a great little getaway that's inexpensive, you can do it just a couple, 3 days. It's eatlafayette.com. Go to eatlafayette.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I'm going to read some of these stats. I think my mic was still on. This is what, you know, Underdog has their, they have their pick-ems, and they're like over-unders for players. You have to do two or more. Here's what they've got for the Astros today. Let's see what you think of these.
Okay.
Christian Javier, pitch count, 98.5. Over or under?
Under.
I think so, too. 7.5 strikeouts. Over or under?
Over.
That offense sucks. For Oakland, so I agree with you. Alex Bregman, 6.5 fantasy points. Let me tell you how they score this. A single's worth 3. A triple's worth 8, a double's worth 6, a home run is worth 10, a walk is worth 3, an RBI is worth 2.
Oh.
His is 6.5. If he were to double in a run,
it's over.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big, that's a,
if he were to single, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Basically, if you hit just a little bit, you're going to go over. His is 6.5. Yordan's is 1.5 total bases.
So one double, and he beats it.
Two singles, he beats it.
Right. That's hitting, no walks, right?
That's hitting. 1.5 total bases.
Hmm.
What do you think on Yordan?
1.5 total bases? I got to go over.
Jeremy Pena, 1.5 total bases.
He's hitting the ball lately, man. He really
feels
is.
Like a sucker bet to play it under.
You know what? I'm going over on all Astros offense today.
Jose Altuve's 1.5. Kyle Tucker's 1.5.
Yeah.
Machete hits 0.5. Over or under? I mean, you got to play under, right?
No.
If he gets 4 at bats, if 4 at bats, he's got a 25% chance, right? This is, you don't have to play it under.
No, I'm playing it over. A bloop hit the other day. How big was his bloop hit in the 8th? I want to say against the Mariners that scored 2 runs, and guess what? They needed them all. Anything falls in for Machete. And by the way, he hasn't been too bad. He hasn't been, he's actually putting wood on the ball lately. So I like over. I'm taking over on all of them. The Astros are going to kick the A's ass today.
Here's what I got. Under 6 fantasy points for Sean Murphy. Christian Javier over 7.5 strikeouts. Yordan over 1.5 total bases. I think Yordan yaks today. I think Sean Murphy gets Javier. I think Javier has a big game today. So I agree with you. I like, I kind of like the under in innings pitch. I mean, in total pitches. But with Javier, they may also want him to, if he gets rolling, they may also get, because he gets pushes right up to the 100 number pretty much every time.
He does.
98.5, though, I think it's close. I think that number would have been better at 97.5, 96.5, personally.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on the show. I like the Astros to just waylay them today. I mean, it's just ridiculous that these two games, the A's get up for them, man. It's just so, it's so unbelievable that they are in the same ballpark with this team. The Astros are one of the, if not the best team in baseball, and they can't beat a Triple-A team. This is stupid. It's just stupid. Did you see what Jim Harbaugh said? Have you seen Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, about the taking all the
Yeah, he said, we got a big house. We'll raise that baby. Jim Harbaugh has doubled down on his anti-abortion stance, says he will offer to raise babies from his players, his staffers, or family members, any of them have.
You better be careful about that offer.
Yeah, well, it just may happen. You're right.
Now, let me ask you, what do you consider baby? Like, okay, Snacks is 14.
Would he like that? Would he like that baby?
Is that too young? Do you know he came back with a cowboy hat on? He bought a cowboy hat while he was there. He rode back on the plane with a cowboy hat.
Snacks is his own guy, man. Snacks is his own man. I love that about
him. Our kids, we played putt-putt. It's a miserable, miserable thing. We played putt-putt. We're the only family that comes to blows during a match of putt-putt. It's been like three times in a row this happened where Mason and Sebastian yesterday.
I played cards with your family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We played left center. We played left, center, right.
Right, yeah.
When we were in, right. And they wanted all my money. Yeah. Mr. Granato gave us some money. I don't care if Mr. Granato did. You know what? Did Mr. Granato pay for this vacation? I don't care if Mr. Granato gave you his money. You're not getting my money. So now I got a pocket full of ones in here. Looks like I'm going to a strip club.
So wait a minute.
I just played left, center, right.
Wait a minute. I think it's left, right, center, but left, it might be. So wait a minute. You didn't give if they won it and you didn't give them the money?
We had to keep playing.
His is a big family. Listen,
we had to keep playing.
I put all the singles out there. It's a big family. That's a big commitment playing left, right, center with your family.
$3 a piece. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Here's your three. Yeah. That's all you get. You each get the three a piece. But you know what would be cool is to play that game?
With 20s. Yeah.
Get grown people with drinks and their vape pens. And you have 20s.
Now all of a sudden you're a vape pen guy.
Now, or you play 10.
Go to Colorado for a week. Look at Sean.
You bring your discs and your indica pens.
Vape pins has gotten like five different mentions on this show right now.
What's that?
Vape pins have gotten like five different mentions from you since you come back from Colorado.
Well, I was in Colorado. What do you want me to do? There's a dispensary
everywhere. So some guy called in. Kenny's on the desk here. Some guy called in and said he needs that Focus one. He wants you to email him what that is. Yeah. What's the name of it?
It's called Modafinil.
Modafinil. There
it
is, Kenny.
It's used for narcolepsy, just so you know. So I'm just telling you now, you better take it early because you ain't going to sleep. I've had some issues where I did not get great sleep that night.
And that's
only whenever I'm doing like long-form draft stuff that like in December and January. And it's not a whole lot that you want to do that. But, it's Modafinil, and I had to order it. I don't know if they still do. I had to order it online from India. Some doctor like, oh, you got a prescription. Ta-da. Now you got a prescription. Like, sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love those Indian doctors.
I think I've got one on my desk. I'll show you what they're like. But, that is a real thing. Modafinil is what it's called. So you can look that up. I think there's like I said, there's different places, pharmacies and that you buy it from online in India.
927.
So sleep
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quick break here, and we still got news of the weird coming your way in just a little bit.
By the
right
way,
here
make sure you
ESPN
catch our Carl Ravitch interview if you didn't have that. Sean will have it up later, but Ravitch was really good. I got to talk to him a long time. That's you know, he got into the business. Like, I've always wondered, he probably enjoyed it going from, he was on SportsCenter, I think, from, he started in 93.
I was going to ask him if he liked the desk or, it's obvious.
I'll bet you it's baseball more.
There's nothing better
when
than doing play by play.
When you have to do your you get on the road.
Yeah, that's what I got into this. Now, it's harder because you do go on the road. You're away from your family, and that makes it more difficult. That's not the optimal thing. Football is great because it's on the weekend. You're done in 2 days. You're back home for 5 days. So
I'm gonna get
great.
Mike Golic Jr. on with
baseball's
either
hard
tomorrow or Friday. He's doing. You know, he left ESPN to go to DraftKings. DraftKings starting to throw money out there trying to poach people. I heard, hey, Kay Adams, my girl from Good Morning Football, she left because she's going to get a bunch of money to do something with FanDuel. FanDuel's going to start their own network. Mm. But Mike Golic told me, I said, why'd you do it? Was that your choice, or did you get the contract you out? Because you seem like you would fit there right now. He goes, no, it's my choice. He said, you know, honestly, quality of life. He said, I've lived in Connecticut my whole life other than when I went to Notre Dame and played football at Notre Dame. He goes, my dad's been there forever. He said, I wanted out of Connecticut. I said, so you really do have to live? He goes, yeah. He said, people forget because of COVID, you know, people started doing stuff, He said everything's in everything is Connecticut, Connecticut, Bristol, Bristol. He said it sucks living in Bristol the whole your whole life.
Well, he's got that nobody else does. Yeah. That he was there his whole life. All right, time to talk a little bit about going on the road and getting some seats.
So simple seats. I had a couple people who got their seats for the Yankees during that time frame. And I tell you what, they couldn't have been happier. They sent pictures of where their seats were. Getting seats from Simple Seats for an Astros game is the only move. It's not just the smart move. It's the only move. How much do you pay? I don't care who you go through. Your ticket connection, whatever online place you do, whoever you go through, what is your fees look like? What do your fees look like at the end of checkout? It's a lot, right? It's the one thing that really bothers you is your prices for your tickets end up going up way higher than you thought they were going to be. It's kind of the old bait and switch. Never at Simple Seats. At Simple Seats, they have the best seats at the best prices, and there's no fees ever. So you don't have any fees. You don't have to ever worry about paying any fees at the end. No transfer fees, no convenience fees. You get to pick your seats either by the row in the seat, or you get to simply pick your zone, and they will give you an even better price, and you pick the zone, and they'll assign you the seats. But I promise you this, you cannot find better seats at better prices. It's simply not going to happen. And they even expand outside of just the Astros. They have, I know, Cougars that they had last year, the Aggies, Longhorns. They even have your Houston Dynamo as well. So make sure you go to simpleseats.com. Use promo code Lance10 and get $10 off your first order of $50 or more. That's simpleseats.com, promo code Lance10.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. I started the show. I saw a Jeremy Branham tweet. But Wilson Contreras playing first base and outfield. It's been a while since he's done that. He's been a catcher for the most part. I wouldn't mind Wilson Contreras. Listen, Josh Bell could quite possibly be the guy who, how would you like Josh Bell, Yordan Alvarez, Tucker Bregman, Altuve? I mean, this lineup, Brantley, going forward, Brantley's not going to be here. Yuli's not going to be here. Josh Bell could move right into that spot. Contreras could also move in right into catcher because Maldonado, you can't have a 160 hitter for I don't know how long that can go on. I know they love him, but you know what? They'll love Wilson Contreras as well. And it's the same with Benintendi. Well, Benintendi can move right in and take over for Uncle Mike.
What happens to Corey Lee? I mean, you don't worry about that, but. Well, Corey, first of all, if you get Contreras, I hope you sign him long term.
Trade bait.
Yeah.
It could be.
Corey might be part of a trade.
Yeah, it could be.
For Contreras.
If you get Contreras, yes.
You probably deal Corey Lee. You may not have to deal. I mean, it's going to take at least Corey Lee. I mean, it might start at Corey Lee, but you would say, all right, we'll give you Corey Lee. And I'm saying that without knowing what any of the pitching or their catching situation looks like there in Chicago in the minor leagues. But it might go, you know, Corey Lee, a guy like McCormick. Would you do this? Corey Lee, Jake Myers, and one more quality prospect in the minors? You can have them. What if they said, all right, we'll take, here's what we want. We would like, here's what we want. No, we know you're trying to do that.
Right.
We will take, here's what we'll take. We'll take Luis Garcia, Jake Myers, and Corey Lee for Contreras.
It's a rental now. Not unless I'm guaranteed that Contreras is staying.
No chance. I knew Contreras was staying, I would think about it.
Yeah.
But even that seems like a lot, man, because Luis Garcia, now, granted, his numbers aren't as good this year, but that is a quality starting pitcher.
Yeah.
He's 8-6 with a 381. But we take for granted Luis Garcia might be a 3 on a lot of teams. So
right now,
where he's a 5, but he's a young under club control. Would you do I'm trying to make it hurt a little bit. So maybe that would be too much. Would you do Luis Garcia?
It's got to hurt.
Luis Garcia and Jake Myers for Contreras?
Wow. Now you're hurting your...
Well, I mean, I said the same thing already
when
I threw in Corey Lee. But would you do Jake Myers and Luis Garcia, two major league now guys
that you got under control for years to come?
Yeah.
I don't know that the Astros...
Maybe the Cubs.
I'm not sure the Astros would do
it. If you're the Cubs, you might say, oh.
No, that's not... Yep, it might be attractive. And they're going to want Corey Lee, too. There's a reason that he's not... Contreras isn't gone yet. The Cubs are asking for the world. The Cubs are asking
for that. And Contreras is probably not easy to sign.
Well, that's the thing. Is you got to talk to Contreras. But Contreras is probably like, I'm going to the free agency. I don't give a rat's ass what the Cubs get. Because if you can't sign him to a long-term deal, then the Cubs ain't getting what they want. They're just not. They're not getting a bundle for him. Right. And, oh, by the way, Nationals, you're going to have a hard time as well. You're going to have a real hard time getting all that you want for Juan Soto because they're asking for the world, apparently.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, of course you would. But I'm not doing a rental. I'm not giving up the world for a rental.
But how do the Yankees work? So the Yankees are 250 right now. Their cap is 250. It's what, 230 is where the tax threshold is. They're going to have to redo it. They're going to have to do a deal for. I mean, they are on the. I'll pull up the Yankees. Look at the Yankees' salaries. This is incredible. You've got Gerrit Cole, who is under contract. I mean, for so long, Gerrit Cole is under contract through 2028. You are under contract years.
You might have Judge money. Judge is only signed for 1 year.
That's what I'm saying. You got Gerrit Cole, Giancarlo Stanton. And you're going to get rid of Aroldis Chapman. So there's $18 million off the books. But Aaron Judge, you're not going to let Judge walk.
No, you can't walk. No.
So you're going to have those guys. So you've got base salary, $36 million, $29 million. Aaron Judge is going to go.
What's the Yankees, though? I'm not worried.
35.
Good luck. I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying
is how are they going to do a Juan Soto
deal? Juan Soto's got 2 years arbitration left. That's But he's going to want a long-term deal.
But Cole, Stanton, Judge are all long-term deals, and he's going to want 10. He's going to want 12 years, probably. Look at what Washington offered to try to get to his number. You know what he wants? 10-400. 40 a year. 10-400. Can the Yankees pay him more than they pay Aaron Judge, homegrown? Now, Aaron Judge is not, realistically, Aaron Judge is 30. Dude, Aaron Judge has been around a while. He came up later than people think. Can you pay Aaron Judge? What do you pay Aaron Judge, 35?
That's a Yankee problem. I don't give a rat.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is everyone
likes to add the Yankees in there. I don't know how you fit him in and give away and have the prospects. Like a guy at his number, he has to be the top dog. He has to be the clear-cut top dog for that number.
I don't know. Juan Soto walks in and he might be the top dog.
Yeah, but you got Gerrit Cole, Stanton. I mean, you already have I'm talking about financially.
Yeah.
These base salaries are already top dog salaries. And Aaron Judge.
Well, you got Soto under arbitration, and you know what? We'll go through arbitration. We'll go through arbitration again, and then we'll get you to a long-term deal. But if you let him get to free agency, you ain't going to. Dude turned down $440 million. I wanted to ask Carl Ravitch about that, it was only 29. It was just under $30 million a year at the years that they were going to go. At under $30 million a year, Juan Soto was like, I ain't taking under 30.
Because at $440 million for your career, that earnings is, you know, if you get a 10-year deal, like, oh, look, we got a $40 million a year deal. We got $400 million. There's no guarantee. Now, at his age, probably so. He's still getting a good contract at 31. But there's no absolute guarantee you're getting that money as well. It really, truly is not about the total money guaranteed. At that point, when you get that high, since it's all guaranteed anyway, it is just about average per year.
Well, that's why I thought Tatis was dumb. He's only going to be—he's averaging 24 a year on that deal. It was dumb.
Yeah, but he's going to regret.
He's going to tell them we got to redo this.
Not if he's injured like he's been injured. He's not going to regret it. He's going to be like, "Thank God I did this."
Well, maybe
because this guy's facing a lot of injury stuff. They're going to look at that potentially as, "Oh my God, we're on the hook for another 12 years or whatever it is, 10 years." And this guy's got wrist and back and like, oh, my gosh.
Back is the scariest
one. He may be saying, whew, glad I got that deal done.
All right, 713-780-3776. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Should ghosting, here's a question for you. Should ghosting be a crime? We'll answer it on the other side. Right now, though, you got to talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios. Glad to get back to the patio. I sat on some tiny patios in the little condos we rented on the road during vacation. But back to my big patio. Yeah, it's a little warm. It's a little more humid here than it was in the mountains of Colorado. A little warmer, a little more humid. But I know right around the corner it's going to be great because it'll be football season again. I'll be watching playoff baseball. I'll have football going on. I'll have Everton staving off relegation again, and I'll be out on my patio watching it all on my television. You can do the same thing with yours. Having friends over is a lot of fun. You can barbecue there in your own backyard, in your own outdoor kitchen, whether it's their, you know, an infrared grill that they get you or a flat top. Those are two great options. They'll make the little island there for you where your friends can sit up there and have drinks while you got your TV or maybe multiple TVs set up. It's whatever it is that you want. Whatever you can conceive of, they can build top notch. I mean, the design is amazing. The execution is flawless, and it is going to look incredible. It's truly going to help you live your best life. Turn your house into a home with my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. Go to tcplance.com and see what they did for me. That's Texas Custom Patios.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Did you see Jerry Jones dropped an M-bomb during a radio interview?
It was a press conference, I believe.
The little people are not happy about it. They've called for a public apology by Jerry.
Yeah, it's where's that? Where's that story?
He said the M-word.
No, he did. He did. Here it is.
It rhymes with Gidget.
Is it a video? Jerry Jones apologizes for derogatory term. This is breaking news right here. Jones has issued a mea culpa for using the term, saying in a statement Tuesday night, the M word. Mr. M with a munchy mouth. Earlier today, I made a reference which I understand may have been viewed as offensive. I apologize. Little People of America, regarded as the largest dwarfism support organization in the world, went after Jerry. He said, quote, M word is a term that has widely been used to be a, no, they said, it's been widely been used to be a derogatory term for years and should be common knowledge to anyone in the public arena, such as Jerry Jones. Ignorance at this point is simply not an excuse. Any use of this disparaging slur along with suggestions or insinuations that our stature exists for amusement is deplorable and excusable. Jones said he wanted to, quote, get me somebody, M-word, to dress like Larry Lacewell and stand next to him out of practices. He's a longtime director of college and pro scouting who passed away.
Should he wear a sombrero with chips in it, too, Jera? Come on, Jera.
I need to get me one of them. Jerry said that in a press conference.
Get this. The Metro in Manila. A lawmaker has filed a bill seeking to declare the act of ghosting or ending communication with someone without explanation a form of emotional abuse. So in House Bill number 611, which was released to the media on Tuesday, I don't know if I can say this. It's Representative Arnulfo Tevez Jr. said ghosting causes trauma and it develops feelings of rejection and neglect. Do you think it should be a crime to ghost someone?
No. It's okay for people to get hurt.
What if
it's
I just forgot to get back to you? Am I going to go to jail?
Yeah. Under this bill. We've got to stop coddling everybody to the point that no one should be hurt ever. No one's feelings should ever be hurt. That's one of those things that, yeah, it sucks if you get ghosted. That's just how it goes.
Guess what?
Be better. Do better next time.
He ain't
that
into you.
Yeah,
okay?
Or she ain't that into you. Or your friend. The guy that you thought was your friend, he's not your friend.
Yeah.
He never did like you. Yeah, it sucks, but that's just too bad.
Your kids are fussy eaters, aren't they?
Yeah, Alec is the worst.
Alec's the worst. Well, apparently, it's a little bit annoying to be a fussy eater, but this woman is sick of her partner eating earwax and eye crust. But
what?
He refuses.
What?
Yeah. He likes earwax and eye crust. Do you think
oh, God,
that he should stop just because she asked him to? What if he enjoys it? He enjoys a good meal of earwax and eye crust.
No, we're not doing that.
She wrote this. Does anyone else's partner eat their own snot, earwax, and sleepies?
I'm just checking.
Apologize in advance for using the word sleepies, but that's just what I know it as. Crust in the bits of your corner of your eyes.
Somebody actually did that?
Do you ever eat your snot?
Nope.
Your earwax?
Nope.
And your crusties?
No.
Uh-huh. I'm just asking. Just want to know.
I guess I'm a picky eater.
You remember who Tony Dow is?
No.
On Leave It to Beaver? He was Beaver's brother?
Oh. And Tony Dow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the older brother?
Yeah.
Oh, Beef.
Apparently, he's still alive, but his wife didn't know that. She apparently believed he was dead and put it out there on social media that Tony's dead now.
I'm guessing that's an ex-wife.
And Tony's like, look, he still looks like him, the Beaver's brother.
Yeah, he's got, well, just he's got gray the hair. Eyes. He's got the eyes.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's an ex-wife. It'd be a real blow to the...
Tony was a beautiful soul. Kind, compassionate, funny, and humble. It was truly a joy to be around him. Hey! I'm not dead!
Now, like, I could make that mistake that he's dead. You could make that mistake. His own wife shouldn't.
Right.
That's got to be an ex-wife. If it's a current wife, then that's a real... I've just been in a room binging. I've been watching The Americans before it leaves Prime Video. I've just been in here. I didn't die. Oh, my God. I just put on Twitter, you died, Tony. Oh, my God.
Look, they're still here. That's Wart, and there's June. Her head looks like it's a lot bigger than her. The Beav is...
He looks like the Beav, but made out of wax.
Yeah. Court documents allege that WPAFB, which is some kind
punk
of...
ass.
No, it ain't that. It's an Air Force base.
Oh.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Apparently...
Because remember what PAB is.
I know what PAB is, but this is WPAFB.
PAFB, you could say, man, he's a PAFB.
Well, one of their scientists pressured a contractor into employing a prostitute. Do you think that you should get the job with the Air Force Base if you're a prostitute?
No, but I'm rewatching The Americans with my wife as she watched it now.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So it could be. It's a great show, and there is a chance that the Russians did this.
Do you think
like
so?
Like the Russians might be trying to do like something. This sounds like one of their things.
They caused mayhem.
That Elizabeth Jennings would have done or Philip would have done from The Americans. But it would have been good to watch them do their work.
They do work. They do.
They put some work in.
Yeah. There was some good work by
Elizabeth,
Carrie.
She puts... I can just tell you this. I hadn't really thought of Carrie Russell before The Americans.
But
now I think about her all the time. You know they got together?
Yeah.
You know they're married now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her divorce, she got divorced the same year she started doing The Americans.
Mm.
And she married Matthew Reese, who is her husband on the show.
Right.
Time, just weird timing.
Well, they were doing stuff and might as well get married if we're going to do this stuff.
A lot of stuff. And I just read it.
When the daughter walked in that one time?
Hello? The director goes, there was a season, like season two, where they said, look, some of these scenes that we're seeing, they're so comfortable with each other. They're definitely doing stuff. A director told the intimacy coordinator.
Yeah, right.
Intimacy coordinator's like,
oh,
we're not really sure.
That's realistic.
What they need here.
Looks realistic. Apparently in Port Royal, where is Port Royal? Anyway, Port Royal is one of them foreign countries,
cities. Well, it's a place with news of the weird.
Well, apparently they had squatters. Squatters in a house.
I'm so not a squatter fan.
The squatters posted no trespassing signs. And now, because they posted no trespassing signs, they're facing trespassing charges. How ironic.
Good.
The squatters didn't want any trespassers?
This idea of squatters can just...
Take your house?
Come in and take your house if you go on vacation. Oh. I'm lucky that no one squatted while I was gone.
No. I know some guys that happened to, and they said, You guess what's going to happen?
Wait.
You ain't taking.
What do you mean? You know some guys?
I know
that
they
too.
Got their house squatted on. And
what do you mean they got their house squatted on?
People came in and stayed in their house.
This blows me away. Even thinking about this makes me so mad that squatters' rights.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the right to steal a house. What do you mean rights?
Apparently, you do. If you're there for any amount of time, you can just take over.
So you know somebody who squat?
Oh, you know him well, too, and I'll tell you who it is afterwards.
And
who got rid of the squatters. He got rid of the squatters. It was a buddy's house who got taken over, and he...
Hey, how did it get taken over?
I don't know, but the people do this, Lance. This is what people do.
I know.
But if you put a no trespassing sign outside after you trespass, you get arrested.
That's awesome.
Because there's no trespassing.
There's the irony in it. The squatter thought he's going to be slick.
Yeah.
Or she.
There is a female cyclist that claims she needs to be constantly naked as clothes make her anxious. Do you think that Sadie Tan, should be able to ride around naked because clothes make her too anxious?
No.
It depends. What's she look like? It all depends.
I'll let you say it.
What she look like. That's it. Isn't that always the case, though? Isn't that always the case?
I mean.
If I was a judge, I got to let her go. I'm sorry.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look at ESPN has the thing. It just says Jerry's World. Do you think they are covering? Serious question. Do you think it's probably just about football. Do you think at all it's about Jerry just dropping the M bomb?
No.
At a press conference? Probably not.
Probably not.
But this could be him saying it right here.
Yeah. Guess what? Like, Jerry never dropped M bombs. Come on. That was a lock. 9:56. We're done. Vanessa and Gallant are up next right here on the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Everybody, have a great day.
Hey, guys, let's talk for a second about my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. I want you to get in on it by using promo code Lance10. Some really cool baseball stuff. I mentioned it earlier where you got a chance to jump in on daily baseball. You can do baseball drafts. You can do over and unders, which are called the pick'ems. You can win. You pick between 2 and 5, and you can win up to 10 times your original play. This is so cool to do this with baseball. I've got over unders with 7.5 strikeouts for Christian Javier today and 1.5 total bases for Yordan, the way he hits. Are you kidding me? You could be jumping on those today. Of course, you could also jump on Best Ball. Best Ball 3, this is your chance to draft your fantasy football team. Do it today. And there's no starting, no waiver wire, no anything. Whatever your highest score is for the week, that's what your high score is. And they pay it off in aggregate at the end of the year. So once you get your draft done, you just sit and wait it out for the rest of the year. But if you do a good job, you get a piece of that gigantic prize pool that they have coming up. Use promo code Lance10, and they will double your deposit up to $100. Up to $100 when you use Lance10. That is the website Underdog. And make sure you download the app, by the way, and keep it on your phone at all times. UnderdogFantasy.com. Terms and conditions apply.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN
92.5.
Fun. Sports.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.